my happy now, the senior citizens, keep the people, the old people happy. I have right now 40 shut-ins I found. And one was my teacher when I went to Llewellyn School. And I found him just through, I told my friends and my members of the church, because I go to Pentecost church, if you know anybody that's shut in, let me know. Call me on the phone and give me the phone number, and their if they don't have the phone, give me their address. Then I'll call the MORE program. I said, so-and-so is shut in, she's sick, she's old, she needs help. They go over there and they check up, they send, then they take her the food. And now they call me and she says, you know, we missed the food. I said, what do you mean you missed the food? Well, Saturdays and Sundays. I said, be thankful you get it. I said, be thankful you get a meal once a day. I was out Saturdays and Sundays. I said, what do you want me to do? Just call it Long Beach College over there and tell them. Because that's where the food, it's real good food too. And you want me to call Long Beach College and tell them that you want food on Saturdays and Sundays too? And okay, I said, be thankful. I said, thank the Lord that you have in that hot meal, balanced meal. And it's nice and warm and it's good food. Real good food. I eat it. Nothing's wrong with me.
Do you miss working?
Oh, yes. That's the reason I've got involved in that. Because here, I can't wash dishes. Here, I can't sweep. Here, I can't wash. Here, I can't iron. Here, I can't do nothing. They treat me like a China doll. My grandson here, my big granddaughter, who hollered me, he'll get up and get his belt and whip her. They treat me, I couldn't be treated any better. I hear that a lot of people say, oh, my daughter treats me like this. No, my daughter treats me like that. And, oh, I want to get away from her because this one's doing this to me now. And I'll tell him, I said, well, have you ever learned how to keep away from your family? Maybe you interfere. No, they take my check away. I said, if when they started taking your check, there's always somebody. I said, I'll give you a phone number, you call them, and they'll come and check on you. Because I have, they gave me a card that if I knew anybody been bruised, just mistreated from his family, to call this here in Norwalk. And I said, if you want the phone number, I'll give it to you. Call them and tell them what they're doing to you. They'll come and check and they'll help you. I said, because I'm one of the lucky ones. I guess I treated my folks right, so my daughter's treating me right. I couldn't be treated any better. They give me the best of everything. I don't think I would ever, I never dreamt I would have to be so lucky. Yeah, because my son-in-law is wonderful to me. Better than my own kids. This one here. It can be that if he knows that I don't have the money, he'll tell his wife. That'll happen. See that she gets to go. He was the one that paid my first trip to Las Vegas. He gave me the money to gamble over there. When I came back, I came flat broke, and he said, did you have a good time? You can make any money? I said, no. Did you have a good time? I said, yep. Well, that's all I mean. That's all you want for, to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go on a trip, and they know I spent already, because I had a lot of bills, to tell you the truth. Some kind of doctor bills. And that's what I've been using my retirement. I'm paying everything I owe. And they give me the money so I can go off. Excuse me, but they pay for everything. Gas, and the car has to be fixed. My son-in-law fixed it for me. Oh, no. I got no complaints.
Lisa, what are your feelings about the women's movement today?
I never thought nothing like that. I never came to my mind. But sometimes they overdo it. My lungs are getting the best of me. Not I'm happy, you know, it's right, but sometimes we ask too much.
Like when?
Oh, they want to be equal like a man. Which, in a way, it's all right, but in a way, it isn't. To me, now. Mainly because I was raised different. And I had to work for what I have. If you work and stand where you stand at, where you belong at, I think you get somewhere without signing something. That's my belief. Maybe I'm wrong. But I had to walk from the bottom to the top, so sometimes we the women want a little too much. I was different kind of me. Maybe I'm wrong. But I would, I'd like to say, for instance, a woman wants to be a president. I couldn't see that. I think that's a man's place. That's a man's job. Which a woman couldn't do it. Maybe she could. But I doubt it right now because it's a strain. Look at those poor presidents when they go in there young. They come out, well, heavens, maybe they got a foot in the grave and they don't even know it. They try to do their best. Maybe that's where I'm wrong. I don't know.
Little girls are growing up very different now than when you grew up.
Oh, yes. The girls now, they don't believe I'm dressing up. They don't believe I'm respecting. They want to be on their own, hitchhiking, sleeping under trees. When did you ever see a woman like that? When did you see a girl down the street by herself in my days? If they didn't have their mother or their parents with them, well, they stay home and the mother and the father would go and do the chores. Or we went to a dance or to a show. I always had a chaperone. All the people that I know from Bellflower, Hawaiian Garden, Norwalk, Artesia, Lakewood, Long Beach, all the ones I knew, even in San Diego, they always had a chaperone. And that woman was never alone walking down the street.
You were talking about how different women
dresses. A girl didn't have her dresses up below the knee. Her hair was nice and neat. They were braids. They had braids and beautiful ribbons. Or their hair was short with bangs. At that time they used quite a bit of bangs. A girl was always dressed neat. There might be flower sacks. Maybe the folks make the dresses, but then there were starch and iron. My lungs. So you never heard a girl swear or smoke, or even the women wouldn't smoke in front of their husband or their mothers. Drink, you very seldom seen a woman drink. The men did. I know in my family, my homes, and places that we went, the only time maybe they liquor, I never seen a woman drink liquor. Even when they went to parties, the men would drink, but not the women. They always had coffee or chocolate or tea for them. Very clean, very... They were real decent. I can't see a girl hitchhiking with a boy barefooted down the street now. The cigarette in the air, sitting in a curb with a sign asking for a ride. Then they want to know why they get raped. You never seen this before. You never seen a woman, oh, so-and-so got raped, or so-and-so got killed. Well, they got killed, but then there was... Like the nurse that in Balboa Park, I remember that nurse that was killed. Then Hickman case, I remember him. But you never seen it every day. Or you never seen the policeman mistreating somebody? Oh, they pick up so-and-so. You never heard anything like that. once in a great while, maybe you did. But not like it is now. People live too fast. Years ago, we lived slow. We lived slow. We went for the time. Now you run to eat, you run to go to sleep, you run to get up to go to work, you run to get the car, you run to get the bus. You're always running for something. You live too fast.
What about that?
They were mostly because it was farming. The towns are far apart. But even though we used to get together on weekends, like farmers, with all of us kids to get together. But we never heard about so-and-so went to San Quentin, or so-and-so got in jail for robbing, or so-and-so had a big fight in school. We never seen anything. The teacher hit us. The teacher would like to hit us. I got hit many a time with a ruler. And nowadays, you don't see that. If a teacher mistreats you, the first thing, what does the mother? There she goes and fights for that kid. How do you know what that kid done to that teacher? It's the mother's fault. They should let the teacher slip them. They should. Because my way, I'd say hit them. I didn't feel bad when they expelled my boy on account of that case I told you. I didn't feel bad. I went out and found out what he done. And I didn't feel sorry for him. I said so he had to come to him. I feel sorry for the teacher. How do you know how? What his wife thought, or what was true, or something like that? No. I still believe that the teacher should have the right to punish the kid. That the mother stay away from interfering. The teacher taking care of him in school. When the kids come home, that's the mother's job. But the teacher's job is to teach those kids, and they shouldn't mind. Now the kids hit the teachers. Or mistreat the teachers. The poor teacher, they're trying to teach them something. They don't want to learn. They'll turn around and tell the teacher to go to the devil. And that's not right. You know what your kid's doing out in the street. I never stuck for my kid. They done nothing wrong. I was going to go and see what they done. They sent me a note. I want to see about that note. If I didn't go, my dad would go. I never did come home with a tale either. That so-and-so doesn't so Now I'm finding out a lot of things when I should have found out what. My daughter said, this happened so-and-so. Oh, what come you didn't tell me what it did to us anyway? You wouldn't think that. No. There are a lot of kids. Well, they'll be out there in Texas, and the mother's over here hunting for them. And they say, well, my kid never done this, my kid never done that. The kids did do it, but they never did interfere when they should have interfered. When they're small, that's when the time to punish them. Look at this one that's hanging down. That boy never been in a police, never been in jail, never smoked or drank. He's 27 years old, and he goes and gets his girlfriend and comes and sits and watches television and cereal without taking and they spend all the weekends here watching television. And that boy never been involved. Why? Because she made him mine. She punished him. And she's doing the same thing with a little girl. A lot of the mothers, I've seen mothers that, with the kids that be in diapers out in the street and the mother laying down reading a book. I saw in Hawaiian Gardens, I called the police one time for a little kid. I didn't even know where that little kid come from. He was at my door, crying. And diapers. What happened to that kid, I don't know, because I took a little child. But where that kid come from, we don't know. It's right at my door. So I brought him in, I called the police, told him that kid was right there. I don't know where that kid come from. And a lot of people would do that. But they don't. Kids wanders off, and somebody comes by and picks them up. They robbed, stole, raped, hit. Now a lot of these girls having kids and throwing them out in the alley. Have you heard of that before? You hear that. you had a kid, you got pregnant, you took care of your kid. And the hard way, too. Nowadays, they don't want them, they put them in an orphanage. Or they move to town, different town, and give them away.
How do you feel about abortion?
Well, that, I feel that if the woman cannot take care of a child, better take care of herself before you get in that way. There's a lot of things to use, so you won't get that way. You gotta get that way, you better just go ahead and have it and take it. Yeah, I had three, I agree with it. So maybe that's why. But I don't believe in that. You know, in other countries, the more children you have, the more the people think of you. Now here, now they'll come right down and sit down and think, say, 20, 30 years from now, what's this world going to be if they only have one kid or two kids? There won't be nobody. And no education because they don't even know how to write their own name. I didn't go to school because I'm kind of depressed, but then now that they have the opportunity to go to school, they don't want to go to school. They have everything free. They even put you to school and give you a trade and find you the job, and they don't want to take it. They don't want to take that opportunity. One of my times, we had to pay. What I learned how to do, I had to pay the hard way. Because I had to learn and suffer to do it. Here they have the high school free. They got all their books free. Years ago, you had to buy your own books. You had to take your pencils, paper. Now you got your paper, you got your pencils, you got your books, you got the libraries free there. You got everything free. They don't even take that opportunity there. They put them in the service, they don't even know how to handle a gun. And I remember they had that CC camps for the boys. They had training for the kids that they can learn in school, a trade, which they have still have it, but they don't want to take the opportunity. The boys years ago they did. I have, well, no, I don't because he died. But he was in the CC camps. He had an Excelsior, he made a box in 1920. A beautiful cedar chest for my mother. I gave it to him. I don't know what he'd done afterwards with it. But when my mother got sick, she told me, she said, everything that the boys gave me, give them back to him. So I gave that brother all the things that he had sent my mother from overseas that she had in that cedar chair that he made in this Excelsior, 1922, 23. Now that you don't see a kid to bring something, look what I made for you, Mom. Or look what I made at school. They come and throw their books and leave them in the corner and forget about the homework until the next day. And then they go and tell the teacher they didn't have time. Well, isn't that true?
What was the happiest time in your life?
Well, happiest time? All the time. I was always happy. Nothing bothered me. Well, even a whole kind of depression time, maybe sometimes we didn't even have beans to eat, but I was always happy. I was a jolly person. To this day, nothing bothers me. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm sick, I'm on the phone talking to somebody, forgetting about sickness.
Is there a time that was more fulfilling to you than other times?
I take it like it comes. You let it go. Like, what am I saying? Well, one of the senior citizens told me the other day, he was young. This is something funny. He's looking at me real straight. He said, you know, he wasn't a bad woman. But the woman, oh, I guess not, I told him. And he said, well, what'd you do after you got divorced? Because, you know, I told him I was a divorced woman. I said, what did I do? I said, well, by the way, what do you mean by what did I do? He says, yeah, he wanted a man. I said, you know what? That didn't bother me. I said, if I really wanted one, I said, there's a port today. He's here and gone tomorrow. He laughed and laughed. He says, you know, I never thought of that. I said, well, you should have. Didn't you know service? He said, yeah, I was in the Army, but I was stuck because I took care of my wife every place I went. I said, you were dumb. I said, you should have left your home. And I just choke with them, laugh at them, take it like it comes. The only thing when it really hurt was when they took my mother away, but otherwise.
To the hospital?
No, the doctors got a hold of her. That's the reason she's in a convalescent hospital. Not because I wanted her there. Now the doctor gets a hold of her, you can't take her. But I picked the convalescent hospital I want. And I bring her home on weekends, but that's the only thing that really bothered me before. That guy divorced didn't bother me at all. My dad passed away, didn't it hurt me and my dad, but still I had to see ahead. I never looked behind because it's too late anyway. I was looking ahead. Like for tomorrow. What am I going to do tomorrow? Cause well, I don't know what I'm going to do for Friday, though. And that's why I know I have to get a hold of all these people to go with me. I had a good life, work hard, I enjoy my work, I enjoy my life. If I had to live it all over again, I guess I'd do the same thing. I had a clean life, not rough at times, but I always climb that rock and down the hill I went. I go up the hill and come up again. Nothing bothered me.